heart of Bolito, fresh on a Thursday. Getting ready to go again. Welcome to the show. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. And I told you that we were getting ready to go to school. Not just any school, Kuro Salt Rock, because just around the corner this weekend, this Saturday, in fact, a special big invitation being extended to you because it's open day time, and not just any kind of open day, tying in with a massive 10th anniversary celebration and a big jubilee. What's the story? Well, I'm going to give it to you right now, because in the studio with me, I happen to have two of the heads, and representing the preschool as head of preschool, Chantel Smith is in the house with us from Kuro Salt Rock. Chantel, how are you doing today?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Lovely to have you back in the studio for a catch-up, and you're in fine form with good company. Joe Erasmus, head of primary school, is in the house with us as well. Joe, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Mike.
Yep. Great to have both
Great
of
to
you
be
guys.
Here.
And we're talking about a big day, Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 12th of October, brings with it a whole host of excitement. It's brimming, bursting with excitement. And set the scene for us, Chantel. What is waiting for the North Coast families this coming Saturday at Kuro Salt Rock?
So we're going to open up with our open day, which is open to anybody to come and experience the school, from anybody who's looking for schooling from 3 months old to matric, and they can see what we do, from care in the preschool to introducing robotics in the primary school and all the science stuff in the high school, anything that they want to see. Yeah.
So it's right across the school, open day from preschool, primary and high school.
Absolutely, yes. And then once you've seen the school, you're welcome to join us at our 10-year celebration. We're 10 years old.
Yay.
And we've got this huge jubilee, so yeah, there's lots going on there.
And I know, Joe, this is something we've chatted about, all of the build-up to the 10-year celebrations, and this is kind of like the culmination. It's been a year of awesome events and activations and activities, and this is a chance for everyone, the whole community, to really come and be part of the celebration. Am I right?
Correct, yes. It's open to everybody. As Chantel said, it's on Saturday morning. But prior to that, on Friday, we'll be starting the celebration with a special assembly at 12 o'clock, which is we've got our guest speaker, Andre Barnard, Dr. Andre Barnard,
who
is the human resources manager of the Sharks.
Yeah.
So something to really look forward to. We've got invited guests as well. Sean McMurtry is coming up from head office to come and join us. And we're having a special assembly on the Friday. And that, then obviously that rolls over to the Saturday as an open day with a difference. And as Chantel said, we are celebrating our 10th year.
A decade,
and
hey?
It's absolutely 100%, yeah. And it's an open invitation to everybody. Being an open day as well, it's an open day for everybody to come and join us and see what Kuro is all about.
Amazing.
And it's I know it's a little bit hidden out there, not passing traffic. We are a hidden gem that's in the Mount Richmond estate. And as we said, it's an open invitation for everybody to come and join us.
This is so cool. We're expecting throngs of people. And is it important to RSVP to give a bit of a heads up to say, hey, we're coming through? Or is it literally just rock up? Just like that.
It's exactly like that. Just rock up. Come and join us.
Open from 8 a.m. to 11. That's the sort of the first part, the open day.
That's the open day part.
And
yes.
Thereafter, the Jubilee kicks off. Chantel, how's the format of the Jubilee looking?
All right. So the Jubilee will start at 9, so it really overlaps beautifully.
Okay.
We will have over 40 vendors there, so it'll have a real, you know, morning market kind of feel. So you'll be able to get anything from awesome food from all around the world, to little trinkets to buy or things for your home you can come in and purchase. We will also have live entertainment. All our Kuro talent will be showcased, dancers, singers, bands, etc.
Wow.
Throughout the morning, we'll have a DJ on the field, also keeping the vibes going. And we'll have a huge inflatables area for the children where they can come in, bring their costumes, bring their towels, bring their sunblock, definitely in hats, and then experience all different kinds of fun, soft, jumping, sliding, wet play.
So it's going to be a feast for the senses.
Yes.
And speaking of play, we have in previous interviews hinted that there has been something big in the works. Mm. And now we can let the cat out the bag and confirm that at the start of next month, there is something really exciting that can now officially be talked about on radio. Yes. Chantel, what's the story with Playtime Reimagined?
Playtime Reimagined is we are launching our brand new playground. We have had a huge makeover in our school and for the last term have been under seriously major construction. Yo. So, yes, and on the 2nd of November, which is the same day as our orientation day where our children get to meet their teacher for next year, we will be doing our Playground Reimagined launch and launching that to our parents as well as anybody else who would like to come and see what we have to on offer so that they may be interested in enrolling in 2025.
Wow. Yeah. This is a big thing. And it is, again, yes, tying in with a year of big celebrations and milestones. So exciting. Yeah. And just a reminder again, I mean, Joe, we've talked about this on radio in the past as well. Another point of difference that sets Screw Assault Rock apart, the parallel medium offering. Can you highlight that a little bit for our listeners who might be thinking, maybe I should be pulling it through on Saturday for a look-see?
Well, that's an open invitation to all our Afrikaans parents, the Afrikaans community, and we're looking to get stronger and stronger, obviously, on that front. But it's an open invitation. I think we're one of the only schools in the whole of the sort of like Durban North area that has a parallel medium. It's an open invitation to all our Afrikaans families out there that to come and have a look and come and experience what it's like being in a parallel medium school. Once again, it's an open invitation to all those Afrikaans parents out there to come and join us.
There you go. Kuro Salt Rock, going from strength to strength, 10 years now, and no slowing down, from preschool to primary school, right through to high school, from 3 months all the way to matric, your entire education experience curated giving you a world-class education right here on the KZN North Coast. Check out the website, kuro.co.za, if you want to find out more info on any one of the educational offerings under the Kuro Salt Rock banner. And don't forget to grab the family and pull through for a whole host of information and excitement and fun with the open day this Saturday, the 12th of October, from 8 to 11, and with that exciting jubilee celebration from 9 o'clock rolling. It's going to be a Saturday to remember. Any last words from your side, Chantal? I know you've got to get you guys off to school.
Yeah, the kids are waiting. Yeah, it's all coming to an amazing end of this year, and we're going to start off in an incredible way for next year. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Awesome, Joe. Do you echo that?
Oh, 100%. Yes,
you're hearing it right here on your Thursday morning radio, Life and Style. My special guests: the head of preschool at Kuro Salt Rock, Chantal Smith, and the head of primary school, Joe Rand. Christmas. We will see you guys on Saturday for some serious celebrations. Hey,
looking forward to seeing
so
you,
much,
Mike.
You heard it here on your local station, coming to you live from the heart of Bolito. It's Radio Life and Style.